Pete's Hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Hamas doesn't care about the civilian population in Gaza. They embed themselves in civilian areas. They use hospitals and schools and mosques. They want those civilians dead.
Fighting for Idaho.
And the Harry Reid Senate has become a factory for show votes, where votes are made that are more interested in winning votes for Democrats in November elections than they are for winning jobs for the American people. That's become the norm.
Fighting for you.
It's one thing to listen to people and to talk with them when you're a candidate for a position. Now, I think that we might have a qualitatively different conversation. I want to listen first before trying to give my views.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
We need to look out for one another, and that's what we try to do here each and every day.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you all for joining us. Do appreciate you listening. Once again, thank you, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, as we move along. Kevin Miller in the Morning here. We're joined by our great friend, Nagmaid Abedini. Nagmaid, good to have you with us.
Good morning, Kevin.
And, you know, we had a chance to talk and see each other at the God and Country, and we really appreciated your inspirational message, and thank you very much for that.
Well, it was great seeing you. Thank you for all of your continued support. It really means a lot to our family.
Well, there was some big news this week, and I know you posted something on Facebook, but before we get to that, let's go to Idaho Senator Jim Risch. And for those that don't understand what we're talking about here or don't understand the context, we're going to play a comment, and Nagmaid will get your reaction to it.
Ms. Sherman, in the kindest and gentlest terms previously, I have urged that you do something about getting Pastor Abedini and the other two Americans released. I was incredibly critical of you guys because you cut billions loose without demanding this tiny, tiny little thing as far as Iran is concerned. I want to ratchet that up a little bit. You did it again. You've cut billions loose without getting those three guys released. Do me a favor. Do America a favor. Do the Abedini family a favor. Tell them next time you're not going to give them any more money unless they kept these three people loose. I can almost guarantee you they're going to do that. You're talking about billions of dollars, and you're talking about three people that we really, really need out of prisons in Iran. Try it. Just try it and see what happens. I'm willing to bet you they're going to cut those three loose in return for the money that you have available to give them.
Nagma, your thoughts?
I think I couldn't have said it any better. There's got to be motivation, and money's always motivation. And it's Iran's not motivated to release the prisoners, including my husband. And Senator Risch has been wonderful in being very vocal about this. He said it the first time. He said, "Why are we releasing funds?" And they, not that they're related, but when they're holding Americans, they should first release the Americans before we even take next steps with Iran. And I think he says he'll guarantee that they would be released. I agree. I agree that if money is involved and Iran has to, there's some kind of repercussion and penal or something that Iran money will be held back, they would be here today. They would be free today. And so I agree. And, it's interesting that our senator from Idaho suggests this, and it's really logical. And if I was sitting there, I would say the exact same thing. And so I agree, and I really appreciate that he brings up every opportunity to speak out for Saeed and other prisoners in Iran.
Nagmaid Abedini with us, 580 KIDO. Nagmaid, let's talk about your husband. You had a recent emotional post on Facebook. Could you describe it for us for people that didn't get a chance to look at it?
Yes, as we just talked about with Senator Risch, this is really personal. It's frustrating. Our senator's frustrated. Why are we doing this? Saeed could be home today. And it's really taking a toll on our family, the kids. Any father, any family, anyone would understand, even if you're not a father or a mother, that when a child's separated, when someone's gone from your family, you see their empty space, you miss them. And you long for them. And my kids have had this for 2 years. And it's taking its toll on them. I've, you know, I've been taking my daughter to, you know, a child psychologist and going through some of the issues, her emotions there, and it's just, it's really emotional. I want people to see the human side of this. It's been 2 years of news, but this is not news. This is a family that's hurting, and it's because someone's being held in Iran illegally because of their Christian faith, and we just need to get them home. And it's a very painful time for our family.
Now, I mean, what's the word out of Iran? What's going on there lately?
We're not really, you know, we're seeing a lot of Secretary of State Kerry said something during, you know, a religious freedom report on Iran, on Saeed. We're seeing a lot of talk, but we're not really seeing Iran react or really do much or say much. They say, well, we don't really have, you know, religious, you know, prisoners. We have, you know, they say a lot of, you know, a lot of things that is just is pretty much saying, you know, back off. This is our deal with Saeed. And but they're not really responding to all these comments by John Kerry or anyone else. So I agree with Senator Risch. If money is involved, then they will release him. Right now, all they're seeing is talk. And we're really not seeing much from Iran. We're not really seeing any actions from Iran. They're just keeping him still, and they don't seem to be moved by all of these talks.
Well, you just wonder if that instability in that region is percolating over there with Iraq, with Syria, mm-hmm. with Hamas and everything else, because the Iranians are always up to something.
You know, yeah, I agree. It's just, you never know with that, with Iran, you never know.
What about you? And again, you know, for those of us listening, we feel for you, we pray for you, but these aren't words, these are actions that you live each and every day. How are you, and you told us a little bit about the kids, but how are you holding up, and we'll just start with that.
Well, it's just, you know, we've talked about this before, and, we spoke at the God and Country event. Every day that I can even get up is a miracle, because I think today, I wake up thinking he's not here. My kids are in pain. You know, as I shared, I've shared videos. My kids are hurting, and he's still not home. And my life has just been crazy the last 2 years. And there's, you know, as anyone would expect, there's a lot of anxiousness and different things that hit me in the morning. And every day that I can even get up is a miracle. It's really God's grace in my life. So it's a battle every day, but I've been able to be strong and through my faith, and to be able to just, stand strong and do what I can every day, because really my faith has really carried me through and giving me the strength and peace that I need.
And we'll talk a little bit more about your faith in God in a minute, but what has this taught you, this experience that we, again, hope and pray and wish that it were over, about people?
People in general?
The people that you've met, you traveled the world.
Yeah, you know, I guess when you go through suffering or a trial, you realize your eyes open up to a lot of, you realize everyone's going through some kind of trial. I guess I didn't really see that before as much. And I realize a lot of people are going through a lot of anxiety and issues, relational issues, and, you know, unfortunately, divorce and the things the kids go through and, you know, the adults go through with that, and cancer and loss of loved ones and, you know, their own illness. Everyone, you know, people wake up and they're dealing with some kind of illness, and there's something everyone's going through. And I just really learn and through my pain, how to deal with that and how to embrace my suffering and my pain to really get me into more intimacy with God, and it really give me even more in peace and joy. Even when the harder the trial gets, the harder I cling and really thrive even under the worst of conditions. And, you know, I've been able to offer that to people and say, hey, this is something real. God is something real. And you can get closer to that source through your worst pains and receive something that's just mind-boggling, some peace and joy in the worst times of your life, and it's not natural. And so I realize everyone goes through the insecurities of the economy and finances. I mean, the list can go on and on, and so many people go through so much anxiety and worries and pains every single day. And so I've been able to see that and help other people with their pain.
Now, I was going to say, on one hand, you've seen and you experienced the ultimate evil with your husband being taken for believing in Jesus Christ. And on the other hand, you've seen the goodness of people that you've spoken to, that you've traveled the world. You know, one minute you're in Boise, you're in your home in Idaho, the next minute you're in Zurich.
And, you know, as you said, another amazing thing has been seeing people really come together when something happens. And, you know, I've been amazed by fellow Idahoans, but really across the world, across the U.S. as I've traveled and across the world, that people really just seeing the good side of humanity, I guess, that really people come together and they care from all over the world, not from just, you know, Idaho and the U.S., but across Europe and places I've been. And so that's been really encouraging, that when someone's hurting, there's a lot of compassion. And we've seen that when something bad happens in our nation, everyone gets together and does something. And I've been able to be on the receiving end of that as well, and seeing a lot of people be supportive and come alongside. And that's been pretty amazing.
Whether it's at the state capital or the nation's capital.
Exactly, yeah.
Nagmaid Abedini with us here. Kevin Miller in the morning at 580 KIDO. What has been the most telling thing for you during your travels? Because, again, we follow you on Facebook. You're always keeping people informed. I mean, on one hand, you're raising your children as a single parent right now, not by your choice, but by the choice of the Iranian government. And then, on the other hand, you have a responsibility to continue to raise awareness for your husband until he's released.
That was something I dealt with, guilt, I guess, as I'm sure a lot of parents deal with in trying to balance work, and which is really to bring, for the good of the family to time. And when Saeed was taken, I felt my kids, I need to be home with the kids all the time and be there. And a few months, into it, I decided to become more vocal and go into the media and travel. And it's always finding the balance of being a single mom and how much, where do I, travel and still be an advocate for my husband, which is also for my kids, to bring him home. And where do I, how do I do a balance of being a mom and a wife and an advocate for my husband? So it's been a hard struggle trying to find that balance. And I guess not feeling guilty about the travel, but every opportunity that comes up, I have to decide, I'm a single mom. It's not like I can travel, or, I have a husband who can travel and someone can stay home. And my kids are, stay with their grandparents, but still, it's they need that. They've lost their dad. They need some kind of a stability at home with their mom. And so it's always a decision I have to make. Where do I go and what do? And how do I keep that balance?
Nagmaid, please stand by. More with our great friend Nagmaid Abedini, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safely.
Do me a favor. Do America a favor. Do the Abedini family a favor. Tell them next time you're not going to give them any more money unless they kept these three people loose. I can almost guarantee you they're going to do that. You're talking about billions of dollars, and you're talking about three people that we really, really need out of prisons in Iran.
How I wish you were here.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO. As we move along, Nagmaid Abedini with us, Kevin Miller in the morning. Nagmaid, we take a look at where we go from here, and your thoughts on anything that people can do locally or nationally.
As we've said before, you can always contact, our local government officials and also the State Department, right? You can, send a quick email saying this is an important issue. It does, every voice does actually get to them and gets them to, try and do something. Also, I'm doing a prayer vigil end of this month, and there's one in Boise, or end of September, where it's a Saeed's anniversary, second year anniversary in prison. So that's in front of our city, state capitol building. And so, you know, anything to bring awareness to, in your community, send, you know, message to local governments, you know, state departments. Really, every single voice counts, and it makes a difference.
Are you surprised by the concern not only Senator Risch has had, but of Senator Cruz and Senator Paul?
You know, yes, I've been really encouraged that they've been so outspoken and supportive. You know, Senator Risch has been wonderful, but also to get our support of Senators Cruz and Rand Paul has been pretty, you know, pretty amazing. And that's what we need. We need to have, you know, more senators and congressmen speaking out and putting pressure on the State Department. And things like what Senator Risch is doing, that, you know, we need to make a move that really matters, that really will make Iran do something and not just say something, you know, not just have our government say something, but something that will motivate Iran to release these prisoners. So, yes, I've been very encouraged. Senator Cruz came to the prayer vigil last year we had for Saeed. He went to the one in Washington, D.C., and, yeah, he went after his filibuster and 20-some hours of, you know, not sleeping. And so it was really amazing seeing him there and praying for Saeed. And he's been very vocal. He's you know, said, we're with you. And I've been able to meet both Senator Cruz and Rand Paul and just amazed by their support and their hearts. Not only for Saeed, but for religious freedom issues. And that's really great to see that we have senators like that who care about issues like that.
Well, you bring up a great point here at 580KIDO. Not only are we talking about your husband who's been in prison, but it seems like it's open season on Christians around the world.
It is. It's people don't, I don't know if a lot of people realize it's been Christianity's under attack. Especially right now in the Middle East, it's in the danger of just being wiped out from the Middle East completely. It's they're being targeted, they're being killed, they're being put in prison. There's not has been such a huge attack on Christians, not only in the Middle East but worldwide, and it's just horrific what's happening. You know, our family's been touched by that, but it's, I mean, people are being killed and raped and tortured and put in long-term imprisonment, you know, decades, just simply because of what they believe and nothing else. And as I mentioned, people like Senator Cruz and Rand Paul, and there's senators and government officials, they say, this is not right. You know, we care about what's happening with Saeed, but we care about the bigger picture, that that this is a religious freedom issue. There's parts of the world, and it's spreading, and it might, you know, reach our soil, that that if you believe differently, then you're killed, and this is not right. And so, you know, those senators have been, and, you know, Senator Risch, too, have been very vocal about religious freedom issues, which is part of our founding values, which I appreciate that they are so vocal about that.
Let me ask you a philosophical religious question. What's the deal between the radical Islam and the regular Islam and Christianity? Can regular Islam and Christianity coexist?
I think the main issue, and I've spoken with some Muslim leaders who do believe that religion and state should be separated in Islam. I think the major issue we'll always have with Islam is that it in its essence, it has to be political, and it has to conquer. If you separate and say, okay, let's just, you know, let it be just an Islamic religion, that's fine. Which Christians, you know, in a lot of Christian countries, they allow that. You say you're Muslim, you can be a Muslim. You're a Buddhist, but with Islam, it has to be political. It has to. It's in its essence. I've met some amazing human rights Muslims who have said, you know, let's separate the two, and the people want their head, the Muslim, you know, especially the hardliners, because that means you have to change the Quran, you have to change the whole system of Islam, because in its essence, it is political. Where in Christianity, Jesus said, don't get involved with the politics. And in its essence, Christianity is not political, so it doesn't get polluted. It can just be a religion. And that's always going to be a struggle if, a majority of Muslims really aren't really, I guess they're not hardliners in terms of they're not really, in a way, really promoting or practicing Islam to the extent the book says. The hardliners are the ones that are, trying to follow it to the T. But really, the struggle will always be that Islam does promote state and religion to be the same. And so you see in a lot of places where Islam has spread or has a foothold, it's really the state run is really it's like Middle East where Islam was founded and has the most countries that are following it. You see chaos. You see a woman, being killed for driving cars. You see control over the state by the religion, and you see that because of that, religion and state really aren't supposed to be together. It becomes about control. It becomes about power, and it becomes really corrupt. And so, in a lot of countries that you see, and now where France is dealing with what's happening in their country with a lot of these Muslim communities and what they're doing, a lot of radicals and England's facing that now, where now Muslims are coming and telling the English woman, you need to be covering up. So in its essence, it really, once it gets into a location, it really has to conquer that, and it has to force its belief on those people. That's what in its essence is. Whereas Christianity really doesn't do that. It says you're free to choose what you want to choose. And so I think that's the main difference.
Nag Mehd, we appreciate it. Let's talk and see what we can do as far as to join you in your prayer rally and certainly promote it. We'll be in touch to pump that up.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kevin. I appreciate your support.
Well, God bless, and you're in our prayers, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you have it. Nag Mehd Abedini with us here. Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
741, thank you for starting your day with us. We're joined by Evan Rown of Fox News Radio with the very latest on that Marine still in the Mexican prison. Evan, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, Nancy Grace just isn't the same without you. I know I hit you at that every time, but...
Yeah, it's not the same without me, I'll admit. Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. So what's the latest?
The latest in the story regarding U.S. Marine Sergeant Andrew Tamarisi is that he may still be in Mexican jail for a few more months as the court system works this out. Yesterday there was a hearing. His lawyer argued before the judge that Mexican customs violated Tamarisi's human rights under the Mexican Constitution because they detained him for hours on end without providing legal representation, without advising him of legal status, akin to the Miranda rights here in the U.S., and didn't deliver him for hours to the prosecutor, making him sit there. Then that is a violation of his civil rights. Being the prosecutor's office was just down the block. The attorney is hoping that the judge will command or argued that the judge should command Customs to turn over the videotape of the interrogation room. Now, this is something the Customs agency doesn't want to do. They say it has secret things on there that can't be made public and it would put their operations at risk. The judge says, I don't care. Present that videotape. So we have to wait for that. Customs could appeal that ruling, so it could still be a few more months.
Now we have the case playing out legally, Evan. What about politically? What about, I guess we'll just start with politically.
Well, you know, there has been a lot of uproar over this, considering he is a U.S. Marine who has served well with a, you know, has a good service record, and who claims he reached the border with Tijuana accidentally and happened to be carrying legally owned weapons, and he made those weapons available to the border guards and customs agents in Mexico, saying, listen, I didn't mean to come here. I want to go back. I got these weapons. I know I can't bring them to your country. I didn't mean to come over here. I want to turn around. And they are holding him anyway. So there has been some certainly some questioning as to why the U.S. State Department is not doing more. And the answer to that is that we don't really know what the State Department is doing. There may be you know, talks going on behind the scenes. But one thing that is for sure is that we have to respect the independent judiciary in Mexico. That's part of the rules. What I think most people are agreeing on isn't so much that Sergeant Tamarisi has to go through the legal system, but that it takes so long, and that it has been taking so long, and that it, perhaps it's taking so long due to political reasons. Now, we're not able to prove any of that. No one has come forward and alleged that, but there's always a suspicion.
What about as far as the talking points? You have a lot of people that, you know, are using this in the midterm, saying that the Mexican government should be more cooperative, that this Marine should be released. Are we hearing anything buzz about that at all within the country?
With regard to the midterm elections, I haven't heard much with regard to this case. No, I think that this continues to be an issue for veterans groups. Some people have made the comparison that the U.S. government spent so much efforts in securing the release of Bo Bergdahl and is not doing much for this, although I would argue that those are different situations. One was being held by an enemy combatant group, that's specifically the Taliban, who may or may not have deserted his post, in which case he's facing if that is the case, he'd be facing serious legal repercussions here. Sergeant Tamarisi is not in that situation. He is detained on a criminal charge in a nation which is, you know, by and large our friend and our neighbor, and to whom we respect their systems. So he's not being held, you know, by an enemy combatant group. There's no question about his either capture or desertion or anything like that. I think these are two different situations.
Evan, finally, you're still on the Marco Rubio watch to make sure you know he was in Iowa last week.
I heard he was there, yeah.
Well, we'll see if he plays it out. You could be the go-to guy for Rubio.
Well, it could be, could be.
Yeah, 1 minute Nancy Grace, now Marco Rubio.
There you go.
Evan, we appreciate your time, sir.
You got it. Take care.
All right, Evan Brown joining us from Fox News Radio exclusively here at 580KIDO. And think about this. You serve your country, and not everybody can be in the military. Not everybody can be a Marine. Not everybody can sacrifice. And then you go to Tijuana, you bring your weapons with you, you disclose that to the Mexican police, and then you're detained and you're imprisoned. Now, the scary thing about this in our country today, and we talked a little bit about this, is that we don't enforce our border laws, but we'll make sure that we enforce and we empower the Calvary police to make sure that schools can't have bake sales. Number one. Number two, we're allowing folks to come into this country illegally, and we allow our Marine hero to be detained by the Mexican authorities, that we have to go through the legal Mexican process. I've got news for you, and I'm sorry. Let me apologize in advance here at 580KIDO. Look, there's our system of justice that if you can afford an attorney, you'll get proper legal representation. If you can't, you're hosed. And then there's the corrupt system of government that you see primarily in other countries. That's not opinion, that's fact. Pro-Life, good morning. You're on 580KIDO.
Yeah, in regard to Tamarisi, you know, attorneys are making money off of this, and so it'll go on until, you know, they've made enough money, I guess, and then the Mexican judge will let him out of there. But anyway, I want to talk about constitutional jurisdiction. That's meaning that in the Constitution.
Where did that come from?
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, where did we talk about constitutional jurisdiction?
Oh, Alan Morton.
Alan L. Morton, attorney at law?
Yeah.
You were listening since 6 o'clock?
I have been.
Why didn't you call in when Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, was in?
I don't know. I was just...
You were just blindsided by his brilliance, huh?
No. Generally, all the attorneys are...
It's a great deal to be an attorney. Look, you bill people hours. People say, oh, you're a lawyer. It's a good gig if you can get it. But apparently in Idaho now, you're only allowed to, you only can go to the University of Idaho to take the bar.
Yeah, I know. It's
You would make a great attorney.
I would make a great attorney.
I would hire you.
I would make a great attorney because, see, what I do is I look at the basic constitutions, and if it's not the responsibility and in the view of the federal government, then the state government should do that. And having to do with, say, homosexual marriage, all of those, all of the sexual laws, historically, constitutionally, are in the responsibility and jurisdiction of the state.
Now, wait a minute. We went from the Marine in Mexico,
right,
to Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, to homosexual marriage.
Right.
Now, you know what's next. Where's sperm meets egg?
Yeah, when sperm meets egg, that's very true. There's a new person on Earth, and you can't kill a baby. And if we're not going to get over that, we're not going to go anywhere about anything.
That's why we need to pray, brother.
We do. And but anyway, states need to just say to the federal government, this
yeah,
is
but,
not your jurisdiction.
Yeah, but what state, you know, and you call the chief executive of this state a wimp. You did it right in front of me.
Right.
When I dared you here at 580KIDO in the Palatial Modern Broadcast Center.
Right.
What governor has enough guts to do this? Yeah. Freudian slip there.
Right. Well, they don't, because the people don't. And so if we all say to the governor, listen, don't take our homosexual marriage dispute into the federal courts. Just tell them we're not coming to federal court. We're going to enforce our law, and we're just not going to go there.
And then they're going to go, you know what they're going to hit you with? They're going to call, they call this no ticky, no punchy.
Right.
Which means they're going to take away all the federal money, which I believe in Idaho, I think 38% of our budget comes from the feds.
Yeah, you're about right.
Are you going to make up for that that money? That's a lot of cherries or whatever you're selling down there. A lot of strawberries in your farm. Can you float us 38% of the general fund?
No, I can't at all. But anyway, you know, when you're in a bad marriage and you need the money from your bad marriage, well, you just
need the money from your bad marriage.
Yeah, we're in a bad marriage with the federal government. The state is. And so all of these states just need to say, hey, listen, we're going for divorce, and we don't care about the money. It's you're just printing it anyway, and it's phony, and we're going to be responsible for ourselves. We're going to stand up and be real people. We're not going to be...
Pro-life, thank you. God bless.
All right.
You know, here's the thing. Who's with pro-life? Who's willing to stand up? Who's willing to take back America? We got an election coming up. How disrespectful is it to our founding fathers, to the people that actually have sacrificed, to the veterans who have died for us, that we don't vote? You know, how many times do we have to share the Chris Troupas mega mix here?
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
I mean, when are we going to wake up? It should be a collective process, right? Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. Let's get you to work.
When back, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hey, thank you for joining us. Good morning, 580KIDO. Don't forget, you can always check our website for the latest news and information, 580KIDO.com. We would love for you to give us a like on Facebook. It's not quantity, it's quality. We've got a lot of great people, but we need to expand the influence. And that's 580KIDO on Facebook. If you'd like to like me or tell me, be my friend, or I'd like to be your friend, it's Kevin Miller. No, not that Kevin Miller, the other one. There's only like 2,700 Kevin Millers. But just our way of sharing with you and asking you to share with us some good ideas that you may or may not have. So, again, website 580KIDO.com for news and information. In addition to that, give us a like on the Facebook and you know, being gratuitous, a personal friend request for me or for me, that would be great. Coming up next hour, it is time to talk gas and energy. Did you see the paper yesterday? Gas prices in Idaho out the window compared to the nation. Are you buying the argument? Well, that's just how it is. Yeah, except when you have pain at the pump, right? And are we starting to drill? Are we fracking in Canyon County? Alma, the anti-fracker, is in studio. And she is revved up and ready to talk to you. Now, do me a favor. Let's start the first of the hour with the calls for Alma, not at, you know, 8:29. That never works, right? Let's get you to work safely. All right, Idaho, coming up next. Are you ready to frack or not? Let's talk about it. 580 KIDO.
Serving Meridian.